it's time. It's time for that powerful message. That message that you take with you into 2024. And no other person, right, is responsible for this message. And this message is coming from our own Papa, Reverend Nana Bembel.
Peace of the Lord be unto you all. Yeah, before I bring the message for tonight, I want my wife to sing.
Alpha and Omega, Ashafi Nyewe Nyami, Unimadi Nyina,
Almighty God, bless your word as it comes forth. Amen. When I became a minister of this congregation in the year 2019, somebody called me and he said, "Papa, I am prophesying to you that people are going to die in your church one after the other. People are going to die. They are going to die after one the other. They will die and die and die and die." I didn't wait for that person to go, but I told him that I reject your prophecy in the name of Jesus. How can you just call me and give this prophecy to me? Whoever gave that prophecy to you, I send it back to that person in the name of Jesus. And that the people of my congregation are not going to die, but they will live to declare the goodness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But on this note, I want us just to remember the faithful departed in our church. And so far, I know of our sister, Gina Simpson. And I want all of us to stand up and give her 1 minute silence before we listen to the word of God. 1 minute silence for the only faithful departed among us, our sister Gina Simpson. Our sister Gina Simpson, wherever you are, may your soul rest in perfect peace. May your soul rest in the bosom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. People of God, how do you feel getting ready to enter into the year 2024? How do you feel? Are you excited? Because of the word enter. I know that if you want to enter any place, you have to enter by a door or a gate. And our team for these 3 days crossover is enter by the narrow gate. If you want to enter, you have to enter through a door. And Jesus Christ, when he was here on this earth, he gave the Sermon on the Mount. And on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus made some 4 points. He talked about 2 ways. One being the wide gate, where so many people are treading on that gate. And then he also talked about the narrow gate, where only a few people can find that gate. He also talked about 2 fruits, good fruit and a bad fruit. That apart, he also talked about 2 kinds of faith. I remember he talked about the Pharisee and the Republican who went to pray. One felt he was so righteous that he said, Lord, I've been paying my tithe. I've been doing all that I'm supposed to do, and that I know I am righteous. But there was another one who said, oh Lord, I know I am unworthy. I know I am nothing. I know I'm nobody. But Lord, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. And according to the Bible, the one who humbled himself and saw himself as a sinner, he is the one that went home with all that Jesus had to offer. Adofo no mo yan awurade Jesus Christo mu. Ye make any na ne say. Ye pese ye wura afi 2024 mu. Na biblia wura mu bia no. Ofa eponu mu na wodi wura. Na Jesus ba asase so no. Oka ne ma bebre oka oprokwesie bia. Eni pe nyina nam sa aponu so. Na sa so ka eponu ketwa bia. And the end of a crabby and a one fat sour crumbs. I say, Osaka, Biaba, who are some, see what Biaba me and no. Back with Biaba papa, back on so, and yet Biaba papa. Okay, Gidea, who are some, said, Obi, oh, Gidea papa, Obi so, Nigidea, and your papa. And then he also talked about two builders. There was one builder who built his house on the rock, on the solid rock, which is Jesus Christ. And then there is also another builder that built his house in the sand. And according to the Bible, when the wind blew, when the rains came, the one who built on the solid rock, which is Jesus Christ, his building remained and did not collapse. But the one who built on the sand, his building collapsed. So, when Jesus was here, he always talked about two things. And tonight, I'm not going to bother you with all these four. But I'm only going to talk about the narrow gate. As we prepare to enter the year 2024, let us remember that we must try as much as possible to enter through the narrow gate. I don't follow more. Say you ra afi 2024 you mean? Me pese ye nyina ye mfanya ye adwen se 2024 no ye ramu through the narrow gate. Say ye kase bibi e ye narrow. It means say e kwan no e ye ketwa bi. Na esan se e ye ketwa bi nti no obi entimi ni wo nchen sei na mu nwuramu. Hallelujah. Obia di obiachi. Because the gate is narrow, people cannot walk side by side and enter that gate. But we have to form a line so that each person will be able to enter that narrow gate. What do I mean by this? Because the way to life is narrow. Each person has to enter that gate by him or herself. And until me, Meet me some bansa and fanning go room. As I said, my bed, Dimitri. Oh, my me, and to me, so on, sir, and you go room. Obian, I'm no quine. A fee, a sunset, a quano, a narrow, ain't you know? You can't carry so many loads. So, so I never be brave. Utimi fangura sa narrow gate ni mu. Enu ti ye bewura afi 2024 mu. And I want each and every one at the sound of my voice to make ready to shed every load that you have so you can enter through the narrow gate for the year 2024. A dear load and a kitten pa. A buffo. Is it anger? Sa uya wobia. Be piana wobua fua. Afi 2023 in fejem. And fangura 2024 mu. Sa uya wobia. One namana wajin kofu kunu no moa. Afi way. Fetch a ho and fangra afe 2024 mu. So we will be a one in the payaka. Ah, a few way. Fetch a 2023 mu and fang enter 2024. The Bible said that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him from all. Trust me to say, or tinini, na mani huno, eto osu bebre, na so onyame, or tiwom efri ningi na emu. Did he say that people's troubles are many? Okay, I say, Enipa, how does one? And did he say that the problems of Christians are many? No. So it does not matter whether you come to church or you don't come to church. All that matters is that you must lead a holy and a righteous life. What kind of life are you leading which grieves the Holy Spirit? What kind of life are you leading which grieves the Holy Spirit? As we are about to enter the year 2024, please, 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 we don't know what is ahead in the year 2024, but we know that the Lord protects the righteous. So shed any weight that you have. At the Bia Esu fine. Awa brabo mono feja afi 2023. At the end of your problem. Those things that are written in Galatians 5:19-21. If you have any of those things, please shed it before you enter the year 2024. You see, we are entering the gate. But look at those things that are on the board over there. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissensions, and factions, and envy. Back on that twice on the day. Hallelujah. Please, let us forget about all these things when we want to enter into the year 2024. Anytime I look at this, I tell people that when you look at all those things at the top, have time to look at the last sentence. What does that say? It says, I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not, emphasis on the word not, enter the kingdom of God. People of God, as we prepare to enter the year 2024, let us forget about all these things. Let us leave all this in the year 2023 so we can enter 2024 through the narrow gate. Because according to Jesus, the gates are only two, the wide one and the narrow one. Enti gate ni de head dey agbanya ba kwa from. But the wide gate, according to the Bible, leads to what? Destruction. Please, can you project Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14? Project that for me. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Matthew chapter 7, you have projected 17. Matthew 7, 13 and 14, yes. He says, enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. People of Mount Zion congregation, as we enter into the year 2024, I don't want you to be part of the many that enter through the wide gate. But small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few finds it. Please, I want all of you to be among the few that finds the narrow gate. You can only find that narrow gate when you let go of all the things that I showed you in Galatians 5:19-21. People of God, as we want to enter through the narrow gate, we are supposed to make sure that we do what is found in Galatians 5, this time 22 and 23. Please, can you project that too? If you want to enter by the narrow gate, then you have to make sure that in all your life you go by the fruit of the Spirit. And that is number one, love. We should love one another. Joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That self-control, according to the urge to drink will come. But with self-control, you'll be able to resist that. The urge to steal will come. But you'll be able to control that with self-control. The urge to do all those things that were found in 1921 will come because we nipa unyanye osoro abofo. It is our edge in a beba, but self-control ni twi mu ya dey ahun seso. So if we want to enter through the narrow gate, then these are the fruits that we are supposed to bear. People of God, last time I said that when you go to Rome, in Rome, when they build their houses, those old houses, they always build the houses with a wide, a very big gate. So in the morning, from 6 a.m. up to 6 p.m., they open the wide gate so that people can move to and fro. You can even enter with your car and come out with your car and do everything. But when it is 6 o'clock, then they close that big gate and they open a small gate in the middle of that big gate so that only those who live in that area can enter. And when people come with camels and the camels have load, when it is 6 p.m., you can't enter that gate with your camel with load. But you have to make sure you shed the camel. All the load that is on the camel, you have to take them from the camel before you can enter through that gate that they open at 6 p.m. In the same way, if we want to enter through the narrow gate, that is what we are supposed to do. Minuanom, ye rafinimu. Namu mayamfa ene mamonia. Ye year wa 2023 numu no emfa wura 2024 mu. Ye nimri away anim. But what I know and say, if we are able to lead a life that is holy and righteous, you will be able to enter 2024. And whatever happens, our Lord Jesus Christ, he is a strong tower. And who runs to him and is saved? That's right. Not everybody. Not all Christians. Not all people. The Bible also says that those who are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Wanga hongo le di omo ni mono. Omo na omo ye onyamema. That means he say, enye di pengina na ye nyamema. Enye pengina ye nyame abodie. Demo onyame wane ma wum. Hallelujah. When you look at the parable of the weeds, you know. Now, I just don't want to bother you with so many things, but I want to leave this with you. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Project that, and this is the last quotation that I'm giving you for the message for tonight. Deuteronomy 30, 19. Moses, before he departed, this is what he told the Israelites. And tonight, this is what I am also telling you people. That this day, that is an end, I call heaven and earth as witness against you. That I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. But the Amen then said, he has given you what to do. He says, do what? Choose life. So that you and your children may live. Hallelujah. He has given you and has given you the one that you are supposed to choose. That is why throughout this program, our team is, there is the narrow gate and then the wide gate. And we are saying that, enter through the narrow gate. And if you do that, 2024 will be a blessing. The Lord is going to bless you. The Lord is going to drive away all your enemies. The Lord will do everything for you. But enter 2024 through the narrow gate. Very soon we shall be praying. And when it is time to pray, talk to God. Confess all known and unknown sins. So that the Lord will forgive you. Because the Bible says that when we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. I believe that you all will enter 2024 through the narrow gate. God bless you all for listening to this message. It is my prayer that God will help you so that this message will fall into a very good soil in your heart. And it will yield 30, 60, and 100 fold. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you for your word to us that there are two gates, the wide one and the narrow one. And we are begging you, Lord, to help us so that we can choose the narrow gate, so that we shall shed every load that we have, so we can enter through the narrow gate. We thank you. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.